In this lesson, we want to talk about where to start. What is the first things you should be doing and thinking as you look to start doing business with the federal government and becoming a vendor and offering your goods and services to the federal government? The first thing I want to talk about is having an already established business. Do you have a business right now? Are you an established business person who understands business? I always refrain from suggesting that people who have never been in business just jump into doing business with the federal government. It can work, but it's much more difficult if you don't have a business background or some experience providing your good or service to others before offering that to the federal government. If you have an invention or something that you think is very unique that you believe, for example, the military could use right away, and you've never been in business, it could work. I don't want to discourage you from saying that it won't work, but I would say that it's always better to have some business acumen under your belt before you actually take your business to the federal government to offer goods and services. There's a good chance that your local municipalities, cities, school districts, your local counties or counties near you, your state you live in, firefighters, police officers, sheriff departments, real estate agents, and other people that are right around you can use your product or service. So my suggestion is, if you are a brand new business owner and don't have a business background or business experience, get some experience running a business, growing a business, marketing a business, and performing your service or offering your goods to people in the marketplace. The federal government is the largest marketplace out there. So a good rule of thumb is to test your business with other smaller marketplaces, like your county government, like your sheriff department, or like school districts that are near you, or somebody else that can use your goods or your services. Because if you try to start a business and get into the federal government at the same time, you're doubling the amount of work, you're doubling the learning curve that you have to get through and get over. So learning to do business with the federal government is hard enough, but learning to do business with the federal government while learning to become a business is twice as hard. So my first suggestion is to have an already established business that does business, that has some past performance and some experience. You don't need those things, but those things help you tremendously if you're looking to do business with the federal government. Once you've established your business and you understand how to run a business, you cut the learning curve down tremendously when you go to the federal government space, because you already know a lot of things in terms of marketing and networking and performance for doing business with the federal government. The one thing you don't want to do is to start to do business with the federal government and make a lot of mistakes because you've never done business before. Because if you do that, there's a possibility that you might have poor performance, for example. And poor performance on a federal government contract can have a negative effect on your abilities to secure future work. So in order to make sure that doesn't happen, the best thing to do would be ready when it's time to work with the federal government, be ready to perform and perform well. And you may not do that necessarily if you don't have any experience performing. So that's the first thing in terms of where to start. Establish your business, have a business, do business, work your business, grow your business, know your business. And then at that point, that could be a year for some of you. It could be 5 years for others. It could be 6 months. But the point is, have some background in business, in your business specifically, before you do business with the federal government. That's the first place to start. Now, once that's been established, then you can get on to number two here, which is get your UEI, which is a unique number that's going to be assigned to public and private companies who register to do business with the federal government. UEIs are replacing what's traditionally known as the DUNS number. In the middle of 2020, the DUNS numbers will be phased out, and all DUNS numbers will be converted over to UEIs automatically. If you haven't done business with the federal government in the past and don't have a DUNS number, you will simply go over to beta.sam.gov. It's an all-encompassing site that's replaced a number of other websites. there used to be a FedBizOps and there used to be a SAM.gov. A lot of things have been meshed into one website at beta.sam.gov, and that is also the website where you're going to request your UEI and actually register your business with the government. And they have a help desk as well over there that I like to mention that can help you through and walk through. Sometimes it can be a little frustrating to get through to, but they're there to help you out in case there's an issue. That is the second place to start, is to get your UEI number, and that way you're registered to do business with the federal government.